Hello.
Hi, it's Becky from Deluxe Home Care. I got your number from Josh. He told me that you were interested in getting home care services, but your Medicaid was inactive. So I was calling to help you with this process.
No, I was already done. Wait a minute. Now you calling from where?
Deluxe Home Care, the home care agency, where you would hire someone to be the aide. It could either be you, or it could either be a friend, or I can find someone for you.
Oh no, it's gonna be me.
It's gonna be,
The
wait,
mother.
you're gonna be the aide, right, Kina?
Yes.
Okay, great. So now all we have to do is get your son to have home care. We have to activate his Medicaid, basically.
Right.
So I want to tell you how to do it. So what we would do is the following. We would call a number. It's called the Missouri Medicaid Hotline. And for starters, we would find if he has active Medicaid. I don't, as far as you're saying, he doesn't, right?
Right.
So what I want you to do is call the following number. Give me a second. I'm gonna give it to you, and request. What's easier for you, to do it over the phone or to do it online?
Over the phone.
Over the phone? Okay, fine. So you're gonna call 85. I could give you the number, or I could text it to you, whichever is easier.
Yeah, you could text it to me.
Okay. Hold on. Missouri Medicaid. And then you can request a paper application. I'm also gonna send you the link to apply, just because a lot of times they tell you on the phone, like, it's just easier to do it online. So either it could be done online or it could be done on paper and then submitted.
Okay.
Okay, so let me just text you all the info. And I'll be like on top of this. I'll be reaching out to Medicaid to make sure they received it. And we will get you through this. We'll make sure that he gets home care.
Okay.
Shouldn't take long. This is as long as I call them now, and I'm sending you the Medicaid portal. One second, let me get it for you. And all you have to do is go through, like, make an account, and then go through the prompts, and it will allow you to be approved. To
See,
basically
I don't know how
enroll.
to do all that.
Let me see if I can request a paper application online. Late forms and other these online mail. Download and permit scan application. Oh, what about this? You know what?
You all couldn't fill it out for me.
I can't fill it out for you just because there's a lot of information here. It's okay. Medicaid application. Would it be easier if you would print it out? Do you
Where
have
I'm gonna print it out at?
perhaps like a library or a printer nearby or somewhere you could do it?
I don't feel like doing all that. I my head is just, I'm not feeling good.
Uh-huh.
Is there any way y'all can help me?
Sure, but the thing is, I need you to, like, let me see. I'm opening the Medicaid application. There's just a lot of information. It's like name, address, city. There's a lot of things that would be easy for you to fill in. It's just take me a long, long time. There's 16 pages here. Let me see. If I sent you an email, it's an Adobe document. Would you be able to fill it in like that? Or also you wouldn't figure that out.
I don't know if I get it. It just seems like stuff like that don't work for me.
Fillable. It's a fillable document.
Right.
Do you want to try?
I don't know.
If it's really not working from your end, then later in the day we could schedule a time. I could work with you. It happens to be now is a little bit hectic, but If you want me to actually go through this whole, it's a 16-page application. I would have to find some time later.
Could you please do that for me?
Yeah, but first I really want you to try yourself. Because really, you should be able to figure it out from your end. But let me see. Medicaid application. Sir, what's your email address?
KenaDavis99@gmail.com. So it's KeenaDavis99@gmail.com.
Okay. I just emailed you the paper application. I sent you the link for the online application, and I sent you the number for the phone app to do it over the phone. I'll touch base with you later today to see if you were able to take care of any of those ways. If not, we'll figure it out another time how to do it, okay?
Okay, now, is this for him getting Medicaid or this for me signing up to be the caregiver? Which one
no,
is this for?
This is for him to get Medicaid. For you to be a caregiver, it's super easy. It's an easy application, fill it out. It's not a big deal. That takes about a day or so. Really, first, it looks like the main hurdle we have to conquer is to get the Medicaid activated.
Okay.
For your son first.
Okay.
So, I just sent you a bunch of things. Please keep in touch. Okay. So you definitely have your homework cut out for you. I'm going to send you actually another number to call to apply on the phone. Okay. And later we'll discuss, you know, what to do and how it went, okay?
Okay. You sent the telephone number to me.
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Could you give it to me too?
Sure.
Okay.
It's 855.
Mm-hmm. 855.
373.
973. Uh-huh.
994. 9994. Three nines and a four.
Okay.
Gotcha. So 855-373-9994 is to apply for Medicaid on the phone.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, we'll talk later. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.